Welcome back to our lesson today. Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 3, 4, and 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days. One of the great assurances of the Christian faith is the certain knowledge that we do not have to depend on our own strength to ensure spiritual victory. We are kept, guarded, shielded, protected by the great power of God. We are all aware of that horrendous power of evil. The devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is a thief who steals, kills, and destroys. He masquerades as an angel of light, a preacher of the gospel, an apostle of Jesus, aiming to trick and to deceive. The nature of the enemy is borne out in personal testimonies. We have seen his effectiveness as a divider of homes, a crusher of personal lives, a destroyer of churches. The weapons by which Satan does his evil work is sin. Christians need to understand something about the nature of sin. It's not just making small mistakes, telling little white lies. The Bible teaches that sin is powerful. In the language of Scripture, it is called a snare, a trap. It's deceitful, and it ultimately destroys. Sin has dogged the steps of God's people all through history. It is Adam eating the forbidden fruit. It is Cain murdering his brother. Abraham lying about his wife. David committing adultery and murder. It is Judas betraying his Lord. Peter denying him. It's Ananias lying to the Holy Ghost. Sin is often compared to that the plague of leprosy. This is a constructive comparison because the Bible teaches us much about leprosy. It causes uncleanliness. It results in separation. Leprosy eats away at its victims and ultimately consumes them. Even though the nature of the disease renders the nervous system of the body insensitive, so that the destruction is not painful at the time it occurs. Furthermore, leprosy is incurable apart from the miracle-working power of God. Sin is captivating. A certain African snake displayed in the zoo takes no overt action against a small bird placed in its cage. It simply stares at the victim, never moving. The curious bird, hypnotized by the non-blinking stare, ventures closer and closer, until the snake strikes. Likewise, sin has a mesmerizing effect. But God has not left us alone. If we believers were left on our own to combat this evil one, we would certainly be defeated. The devil has years of experience against the people of God. He knows all the tricks. Scriptures speak of the wiles of the devil. He brings dark spiritual forces of temptation and oppression against the righteous. The words that I read into your hearing promises protection by the power of God. This scripture is one of many. Consider Mark chapter 2 and verse 10. Jesus said, "The Son of Man has power on the earth." 1 John 1 and 12, "He gives us power to become the sons of God." Luke 24 and 49 tells us to be endued with power from on high. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24 tells us that Christ is the power of God. 1 John 1 and 7 tells us the blood cleanses us from all sin. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me." And in Acts 1 and 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Again and again, the Word assures us of God's power and that it is available to His people. Jude says this in verse 24, "To Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy." God is able to keep us from falling. I remember during my construction days, we built these high-rise buildings and these giant stadiums. The iron workers would be 100 or 200 feet in the air, but the company was able to keep them from falling. The company provided them with a harness and a lanyard, and it was tethered to an anchor. By this means, the company was able to prevent them from falling. The company was unable to prevent a jumper. If a person unhooked their lanyard from the anchor, he was free to jump at will. God is able to keep you from falling. He is also able to keep you from jumping. But if you decide that you no longer want to be tethered to the anchor, the hope of our soul, and you cut loose from God, He'll let you jump. Don't do that. Stay tethered to the anchor. Keep walking in the Spirit. As long as you're walking in the Spirit and in the power of God, you are safe. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. But over the years, I've discovered that there are some things that separate God from the love of people. Don't let it happen to you.
When there's no place to go, you think no one knows what you're going through. When you've done all you can, you're exhausted, my friend, and there's nothing else left you can do. When life overwhelms you, or someone betrays you, you feel like nobody cares. There's still one place I know, when there's no place to go, I can go to the Master in prayer. I can go to the Master. He always listens. He welcomes my pleas because He cares about me. He won't overlook me. my petition.
He's standing above, and he's watching in love. He's weighing my burdens to bear. He's got time for you,
and a place for me too. I can go to the Master in prayer.